Congress will continue debate Monday over the federal spending bill, which a handful of Republicans and Democrats are criticizing for being loaded down with earmarks or special projects legislators use to funnel money to their constituents. Congress did not pass the legislation last year under threat of a veto from then-President George Bush. Now some question whether President Barack Obama is breaking his campaign pledge to scour the budget line by line for wasteful spending. Republican Senator John McCain, who is well known for deriding earmarks as pork barrel spending, told Fox News the president should scrap the bill entirely.
But the fact is they're unneeded, unwanted, unnecessary, and it is not last year's business. It's money that's going to be spent as soon as the president signs the bill, and he shouldn't sign it. He should veto it and send it right back.
McCain acknowledges that earmark spending is a bipartisan problem. About 40% of the earmarks came from fellow Republicans. One such Republican is Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, who says the inclusion of earmarks should not impede funding the government.
A lot of people voted for a stimulus bill, a TARP, that's $1.5 trillion. Now they say, oh, we better not vote for a $400 billion bill to fund the government. I think we ought to fund the government and move on.
Another Republican, Senator Lindsey Graham, who inserted 37 earmarks for South Carolina, defended the process for funneling revenue to his home state.
I should have the ability as a United States senator to direct money back to my state as long as it's transparent and it makes sense.
In total, earmarks represent less than 1% of the federal spending bill. Graham and other senators say they expect the bill to pass later this week. Julia Ritchie, VOA News, Washington.